Hello, everybody, and welcome to our commentary for Tin Toy. I'm Lightning Eclipse.
Hi there, I'm Lizard Girl.
Hey, it's Pixar Rocks.
Hi, it's Peter.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
Hello, it is the Jarvin Theater.
So, this short was obviously one of the their first shorts.
I believe it is their fourth ever short.
Well, if you count Andre and Wally B, it's their fourth, yeah.
Yeah.
I like how the doorway is asymmetric.
It also won an Academy Award for the Best Animated Short Film.
Yeah. It was the first CGI animated film to win the Best Short Film Award at the Oscars.
And I believe that this is, like, the first ever, like, 3D animated human, I thought I heard.
Yeah.
They're not a very well-animated human.
It's so scary.
Sort of looks like plastic.
Well, I always say it looks like a baby, but it has adult skin.
Yeah.
And that Billy the baby.
Kind of.
Saying about him being looking like a 40-year-old man.
It doesn't help that I seem to have an irrational fear of small children, so this short is, I can relate to the toy's fear in this short.
Not healthy.
Exactly.
Well, I forgot to mention at the beginning, there were two references. There was the original Pixar logo on the shopping bag and Luxo Jr. on the picture frame.
And also,
there we are. That's John Lasseter winning the Best Boy Camper Award as a child.
Oh, I never there noticed is. That.
I like how he wheels around.
I just have to say I love Gary Rydstrom's sound work in this. It just really says a lot about the character if you just listen to the sound work alone. It just really represents his mood really well. And I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I agree.
I think the baby's name is Billy.
Yeah.
My favorite toy is the elephant that Ed Catmull designed.
There's a quote from somewhere from a guy called Flip Phillips who worked at Pixar saying that the baby itself became an incredible burden to design because of, you know, the movements of the skin.
Mm. They were almost going to give up making this short and do something easier, but luckily they found a way through it.
I have to say, I find Tinny the toy very cute for some reason. I don't know why. I think it's just his facial expression.
Hmm.
He has a very simple design, but he manages to convey his expressions really, really well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He has a very John Lasseter sort of design.
I can see that.
And I think if they haven't already, they should sell a little tin toy at the pizza shop.
They so should.
I would buy it.
He was supposed to be the protagonist for Toy Story, but when they realized that Woody would be a much more interesting character, they went with him.
Hmm. I think that was for the Tin Toy Christmas special that eventually got turned into Toy Story.
They should have made that, though. I'd like to see a sequel.
Of Tin Toy?
Yep. The Christmas special.
I have to say, who leaves a bag laying around the house when they have a baby around? Isn't that, like, kind of dangerous?
Yeah.
Who leaves a baby by himself that long anyway?
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. It's probably so they could get out of making a human adult because a baby was enough sort of thing.
That's true.
Probably.
One of the toys was called Renderman. Oops, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sorry. And I guess it's over now. So, this has been Lightning Eclipse.
Lizard Girl?
Pixar Rocks?
Peter?
Rachel?
Driving Theater.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.